Good morning, everyone. Lee here. Just driving back home from breakfast. We are now above $11,000 again. The Bitcoin price has once again surprised all the critics and all the panicked sellers who bought high and panicked when the price dropped and sold low. Now they're starting to realize what the true meaning of being a hodler is all about. These are the waves that you get used to riding. It goes up, it goes down, but the trend over the last 9 years has been up and to the right of the chart. We've gone from a few cents per Bitcoin to now over $11,000. And yes, there's been a bumpy ride in between. You're gonna see that. You're gonna see the price overshoot and then correct and come straight back down and scare a lot of people. It's pretty risky for people who haven't seen this before. They're putting money in that they don't have. And that's what makes you sort of lose your cool when you see the price drop. So it's important advice to realize that you should only be getting invested in Bitcoin if you see the long-term promise. If you're planning to hold for a long time and you're happy to ride the waves, the up and down price swings in the meantime, and also only get invested if you're wanting to learn more about Bitcoin. If you want to learn what the technology can do for this planet, what's good about Bitcoin, why there's so many talented developers around the world contributing to Bitcoin, learn that first. If you learn that first, you're not going to panic when the price drops. It's really important to educate yourselves, follow some mentors in the space, follow some educational resources. Andreas Antonopoulos on YouTube is probably the number one resource in the space for learning about how Bitcoin works, cutting through all the crap, because you see a lot in the mainstream media about Bitcoin being a scam or Bitcoin being used by criminals or it's a Ponzi scheme. Andreas cuts through the bullshit and talks about the technology, forgets about the price. The price isn't important. What's important is what this technology can do. The price is an indirect after effect of great technology gaining adoption. So I'm very long term on my thinking for Bitcoin and the price, but I want to get to a point where I don't need to exchange Bitcoin back for dollars in order to buy something. I want to be holding Bitcoin for that long that it's actually the accepted currency when I go to the shops, when I want to buy a house, when I want to get a loan, I'm using Bitcoin. And when I'm paying my taxes, I want to use Bitcoin. So for me, it's a very long game. I've been in it since February 2014. So I'm coming up to my fourth year this month, actually. And I've seen some shit. I've seen all sorts of headlines. I've seen people bash Bitcoin, and then I've seen the whole feeling and the whole media's attention change towards Bitcoin. It's getting a lot more positive now. All the news is much more positive as more and more people are starting to understand. So yeah, today marks the second time we've surpassed $11,000 per Bitcoin. It's exciting times ahead. I do think this year is going to be a pretty big year again for Bitcoin, but expect a lot of volatility in the meantime. Anyway, I thought I'd do a quick shout as I was driving home, and it's an exciting day. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Catches.